the inaugural Braystone Winter Classic Charity Pond Hockey Tournament, in support of the Simcoe Muskoka Regional Cancer Center, SMRCC, is on pace to far exceed its $40,000 fundraising goal, by $30,000. On a blustery Saturday that typified winter in Canada, participants from 16 teams skated through the constant blowing snow and temperatures that felt colder than minus 20. For Paul Chochi, who was playing alongside his two sons, the event is all about family. I have buddies who have come up from Toronto for this event, and my youngest boy, who lives in Vancouver, flew in to be here today, he said. For us, it's a special moment. Chochi is on the Braystone Winter Classic Organizing Committee and a key fundraiser. I think the SMRCC is a great cause, he said. This is a great buzz for the community, and everybody has been so supportive. Ted Markle, organizer of the event, says the event has been glorious so far. After 2 years of what we've all been through, people are so happy to come together as a community to have some fun and do it all for a good cause, he said. The energy has been very positive, it's just super. Earlier in the week, Markle was worried the event might not happen due to the mild weather and rain. I was feeling anxiety like I haven't felt in years, he chuckled. Our ice crew worked day and night to clear the water off and we were able to play all of our games yesterday. The ice has been in great shape today, too. While fighting overwhelming emotions of joy, Markle thanked the community for their support. Friends, families, and neighbors have all come together to do good, he said. This is what we need more of at this time in our country. Markle says he feels a lot of gratitude toward the event's volunteers, sponsors and participants. Ryan McLeod, fundraising events assistant with the Royal Victoria Regional Health Center, RVH, Foundation, says the hospital foundation is grateful for donor generosity. We are always so thankful when organizers of community events choose to support RVH, he said. It's only through the support of our community that we are able to put the best tools in the best hands to support patient care at RVH. With fundraising from the event projected to exceed $70,000, McLeod says RVH is blown away by the generous support from organizers and participants. It's amazing to see so many people coming together to support patient care at RVH, he said. Orillia Mayor Steve Clark was on hand to play in the pond hockey tournament as well as support it. Clark commends Markle for giving back to RVH after receiving cancer treatment at the SMRCC over the past 4 years. This is a fantastic fundraiser for RVH, he said. I know Ted Markle and his team have done a great job. This demonstrates a way of someone giving back for the care they received.